This is Sherry.
Hi, good evening. I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Survey. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, internet, radio, print, or internet television?
Nope.
Okay, am I speaking to Sherry?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much, ma'am. Now, let me ask, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely.
Thank you. Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
I'm unaffiliated.
Okay. Thank you very much. And what is your age?
55.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, just to be sure that we represented everybody, may I ask your race?
White or Anglo or...
Okay, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Now, thinking about the direction that the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Right at this very moment?
Yes, ma'am.
Whatever the middle is.
The options, again, are very satisfied, dissatisfied, and very dissatisfied.
Satisfied.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, I'd like to rate your feelings towards 10 people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no option or have never heard of that person or organization, please say so, no worries. So the first one, Project 2025.
0.
Thank you. Republicans in Congress. Remember that you can use any number between 0 and 10. I'm sorry, between 0 and 100.
Well, yeah, between 0 and 100, but the, I mean, Republicans is, that's not a specific person. So, I'm trying to figure out if... we'll call it 40.
Okay, thank you. Democrats in Congress?
60.
Sorry? Sorry, what was your answer again?
60.
Okay, thank you very much. Joe Biden?
80.
40, you said?
80.
Oh, 0. Thank you. Now, Donald
no,
Trump?
No, 80. 80.
Oh, 80 for Joe Biden. Sorry. Thank you. Now, Donald Trump?
0.
Mm-hmm. MAGA Republican?
Which Republicans? I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time hearing you.
It's MAGA Republicans.
ADA Republicans?
M as in mother, AGA Republicans.
Oh, MAGA Republicans.
Yeah.
0.
Okay. Kamala Harris?
60.
60.
60.
Thank you. Lori Tavis, the Reamer.
Never heard of her.
Janelle Bynum.
Never heard of her.
Okay. J.D. Vance.
10.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, will you vote for the Republican or the Democrat?
I'm not sure who's running in my state. Are you talking presidential?
For U.S. Congress.
For Congress. I'm not sure who's running,
yeah.
So I don't know. So
okay.
N.A., is that an option?
Yes, but if you had to, like, decide now, you said that which candidate would you lean toward? If the Republican, Democrat, would you lean toward Republican, lean toward Democrat?
I would have to read about the person to make up my mind.
Okay. Thank you very much, ma'am. We're almost done with the survey, okay? I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, will you vote for Independent Cornel West, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, or Green Party candidate Jill Stein?
Harris.
Sorry?
Harris.
For Jill Stein?
So for President Kamala Harris.
Yes. For President Kamala Harris. Okay, thank you. Now, regardless of how you plan to vote, who do you think will win the presidential election? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat, or Democrat Kamala Harris?
I really don't know.
Okay, that's okay. Thank you very much. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, will you vote for Republican Lori Tavis Reamer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
I don't know either one of them, so I have to read about them. I don't know.
Okay. Thank you. No worries. Now, even though you're not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Bynum? A small chance? Just a very slight chance or no chance at all that you might support her?
I don't know.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, even though you're not supporting Lori Tavis Reamer now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a first chance that you might support?
I don't know. I don't know who she is.
Thank you, ma'am. And let me ask, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Overall approve, yeah.
Okay, will you say that that is a strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, and do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Tavis Reamer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
Don't know.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, I want to read you a statement that Janelle Bynum, opponent, has made about her and Bynum's response to get your reaction. So Janelle Bynum's opponent says she's a soft, unkind liberal who is Oregon's most criminal and active victim politician. She supported a plan to release 2,000 criminals from jail and voted to give millions of dollars to groups that want to defund police. And while Portland was being torn apart by rioters, Bynum said she was released to see the protests. Bynum is too liberal, and her actions have made it harder for the police to do their job and shows that she cannot be trusted to keep Oregon families safe. As a mother of four, Bynum worries every time her children leave the house. making our community safer is a top priority for her. That's why she voted with Republicans to increase funding for law enforcement in Oregon, fought to get fentanyl off of streets, and went against her own party to overturn Measure 110 to recriminalize hard drugs. But Bynum also understands that we must tackle the roots of crime, not just its effects. So she supports after-school programs for at-risk young people and strengthen mental health services. For a worried mom, nothing's more important than ensuring safe communities for our families. Now that you have heard that information, I want to ask you again. If the election for Congress were held today, will you vote for Republican Lori Chavez Remer or Democrat Donnell Bynum?
I don't know.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, I'm just going to read to you some doubts or concerns some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking to you about Lori Chavez Remer. Please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting her for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all.
I don't know.
So the first statement. I'm just going to go through the statements. It's okay if you don't know or you refuse to provide the answer. So the first one, Chavez Remer stands by Trump even as he threatens to become a dictator on day one. He has said he will prosecute and jail his political enemies, deploy our military to our own cities to put down protests, and promised his base that if he wins, this is the last time they will ever have to vote. We need leaders who have the strength to stand up for those trying to end their democracy, and that's clearly not Chavez Remer. So, does that troubles you a great deal? Quite a bit? Just some? Not at all?
I don't know.
Okay. Thank you. Now, second.
We're almost done?
Yes, we're almost done. I just need to read three more statements. So Chavez Remer, she's working to perpetuate a system that is against working people. She supported budgets which would cut veterans' benefits by 22%, lay off more than 1,000 teachers and aides, and eliminate health care coverage for hundreds of thousands of working Americans instead of making billionaires and tech seats pay their fair share because they fund her party's campaign. So does that make you a great deal? Quite a bit? Just some? Not at all? To support her?
I don't know.
Thank you very much. We're almost on with the statement. Now, Lori Chavez Remer broke her promise to us. She ran as a pro-choice candidate and said she supported a woman's right to choose. But in Washington, she voted to restrict access to abortion and support a national ban on abortions that would override Oregon law. We need someone in Congress who will stand up for women's rights, not break their promise to Oregon women. So, how much each one troubles you about supporting her? A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. Now, next statement, we're almost done. So Chavez Remer has embraced Trump. His extreme project 2025 would radically reshape the federal government. The plan calls for a nationwide ban on abortion, eliminate the Department of Education, drastically cut Medicare as we know it, rolls back LGBTQ+ rights, defunds federal law enforcement agencies, and cuts environmental regulations while giving Trump nearly unchecked power in the White House. A vote for Chavez Remer is a vote to undermine our democracy. So is that a great deal? Quite a bit, just some, or not at all? How much this troubles you about supporting her?
So how much does that statement make me want to support her?
Great. Yes. Like, great deal, quite a bit, just some or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. Now, next point. Lori Travis Reamer voted got billions from our Border Patrol and Immigration Police, and she voted to defund federal law enforcement by 22%, making it harder for them to do their jobs to protect us. Those cuts mean less money for investigations to stop human and narcotics trafficking, public corruption, kidnapping, terrorism, and cybercrime. She's voting to cut funding for law enforcement at the same time she wants to let billionaires cheat on their taxes. Lori talks tough on crime, but she's just doing what Trump and Republican Party bosses tell her to do. So how much does that make you want to vote for her? A great deal, quite a bit, just some, not at all.
I don't know.
Okay, and just last statement. Seniors have worked hard to earn their retirement security, but Travis Reamer supported cutting funding for Social Security and Medicare services, and she voted with Republicans 26 times to block bills that would protect both programs from cuts. It's clear Lori is working harder for her party than for Oregon seniors who've earned their retirement benefits. So does that make you support her like a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, next question, and we're almost done. Now, I just want to ask you again. If the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Travis Reamer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
I don't know.
Thank you very much. And the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling you have completed?
A bachelor's degree.
You have a bachelor's degree, Shampai?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Nope.
Okay, thank you. Now, are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
Nope.
Okay, thank you very much. And in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Biden.
Okay, thank you very much. So this concludes our survey. I'd like to thank you very much for your time and your participation. Hope you have a great night.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.